ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to me. That is right, it's a special birthday edition, but I still got some bitching. Cruising down the street in my 2019, me and the boys was looking for some trouble. So as I'm backing out of my property here, last night I came home, went out for a little bit to try and see how things worked. When I got home, some dumb bitch is riding my ass coming into my community. And so much so that, like, I couldn't even see the fucking headlights. So I am actually cruising down my street trying to see if I can remember where this was and if the garage door is open. Because I followed this bitch to the house and gets in. She gets out of her car and gives me a fucking dirty look. And it's like some 7 foot tall tranny looking motherfucker in heels. I don't know what the problem is. Shoot, none of these doors are open, but I think I got a pretty good idea who it was. I was so mad, I went back into my garage, grabbed a can of spray paint, and walked up to the fucking property that I thought was theirs, and I was about to tag their fucking garage door. Except I got there and I was like, not that a conscience settled in, and I thought, nah, I probably shouldn't do something like this. I couldn't think of what to write. So I just turned around and I was like, fuck them, and went back into the garage. Man, I don't give a fuck. I'll pay a vandalism fucking tag if they actually did catch me, or, you know, if someone had cameras. But I just looked around now and I didn't see any cameras. So they never would have fucking known. But, yeah, man, like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Don't fucking tailgate me and then drive into your property. Like, now I know where you live, you dumb motherfucker. You're gonna get pigeon shit all over your windows in a minute. Enough of that, though. On a somber note, what I foresaw happening has happened, and little Miss Kellyanne has passed away. Bless her little pee-picking heart, but the little shit decided to die on my birthday. So, never forget that little shit anyway, but she held out one more day just so I could go and hang out with her, see her. And, you know, she's a little golf ball size head. She was pretty sickly towards the end, was still able to move around, but was very weak, very tired, just kind of skin and bones. She's a wire-haired dachshund, was my mom's dog. We've had her, I want to say almost 17 years, like she just barely almost made it to her last birthday. But, you know, she lived a good life. It was a little harder on me than I thought. I actually hated the little shit when we first got her because she was so loud, barking up a storm just constantly. I don't like little dogs. I've even complained about, you know, them on this before. It's hard for me to go visit mom because she's got these three little dogs that are constantly yapping. But she served her purpose. She made my mom happy. And believe it or not, if you ever remember me talking about my wolf dog that I had, Logan, little Callie was his best friend, and vice versa. She was not afraid. She was the boss. She would get right up to him, try and get in his mouth, clean his teeth, lick his ears, you know, just play around, and they just absolutely loved each other. So I hope somewhere in the great beyond they're playing together again. All right, enough sadness, enough bitching to start this off. What a freaking awesome birthday week. It was Shark Week. It was San Diego Comic Con. I even got to play a gig that wasn't half-assed bad, even though I ended up quitting the band after I played that last gig. Got so much cool stuff. Man, I can't tell you guys how blessed I am and how blessed I feel, and I can't thank everyone enough. Even if you just were one of the 135 people that left a message on my timeline, or sent me a message, or anything like that, you know, thank you for that. It really warms my cold heart for at least 27 hours, and, you know, we're back to normal now. But, no, it was very awesome. And I do know, I will, it's funny, my mom says, see, a lot of people do care about you. And I said, I know that. I absolutely know that I have a lot of friends, even fans, if you want to call them that, a lot of supporters, a lot of people I've never met, but that I consider a friend. And if, you know, they ever came to Vegas, they've got a place to stay and we'll hang out, you know, what have you. I know I have the supporters. I know I have good friends and good people out there. And I shouldn't let the one or two detractors and people that talk shit ruin that for me. And I don't. But, man, I tell you, I didn't expect all this. I got, you know, my mom gave me some early presents. She gave me a shirt that had my name on it that I made on my TeePublic. She gave me the Hulk Hogan shirt from Stranger Things that everybody kind of was clamoring over and wanting. She actually did the research and found a Google of it somewhere. I don't think it was Etsy. I think it was some other, like, WordPress or something silly. But, yeah, totally awesome. And then I got a mysterious package from a buddy of mine, Breaker, that had, I guess he was ringleading a support group to see if people wanted to pitch in, maybe grab a couple of things. And holy hell, guys, I can't even imagine. Like, it brings a tear to the eye. Just so awesome, all the stuff that everybody pulled together to get. I mean, I'm wearing two of the things right now. I got a bunch of shirts. I got another shirt that I designed that's totally awesome, even a different color. So it wasn't even like a double or nothing. It was just cool. Now I get to wear my own line of clothing. I got, you know, a couple He-Man shirts. I'm wearing the Manny Faces one right now. Got an awesome card. Let me know everybody that pitched in. Gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. I got these sunglasses that are limited edition from Shark Week, which, Lord knows I love sharks, but did not know that they made shark tooth polarized freaking awesome surf looking motherfucking sunglasses. And they came in an awesome baggie and all kinds of shark stuff. It's limited edition. Man, these things are awesome. And it's funny because it makes the world beautiful, and I hate it because I want to be doom and gloom. And then I put these glasses on and I'm like, fuck, everything's so damn beautiful. It's hard to be in a bad mood when everything's so bright and cheery. It's like someone turned on the saturation filter in Photoshop. Like, Nevada is a dreary, dull, and very boringly colored state. There's places you can go to that has, you know, colored rocks, red rock, obviously, Valley of Fire, which has some sort of Utah orange rocks. And then the skies and the sunsets are beautiful. But man, you put on these damn sunglasses from Knock Around, there's your plug. These things, like, make everything great. The brown mountains look cool. I'm looking at stormy thunderclouds right now, and they look bright and colorful. It's fucking terrible, man. I want to be in a bad mood in some dry-ass, dreary place, but it's fucking beautiful. Love it. Fuckers. If that doesn't tell you what bipolar is, I don't know. But it was awesome. It was an awesome box. Wasn't expecting any of that. It's just, it was cool. And then come to find out, there was even excess and extra after all of that was bought. And I got a nice lump sum that everybody pitched in and donated for supplies. And man, I tell you what, it's not even going to rent. It's not going to anything else. It actually is supplies because them motherfuckers are expensive. I think I went and bought like 7 paints and a couple of brushes. And the stuff that I used, it ended up being close to like $75. Went back and got some more paints. And I spent over $100 just on supplies. I got some new crush-proof boxes. And then I went to another hobby store, and they had some like War Games Foundry-style paintbrushes that were just awesome. And they had super fine detail. They're longer. And the longer the brush length is, the more paint it'll hold. And then apparently, it's so tiny, it can do lettering and everything else. So I'm excited to try that out. We'll see how that goes. So, yeah, very cool box. Thank you guys so much, everybody that pitched in on that. Very awesome. Also, I got a big box from Mom and Kurt. And, you know, it's funny. When I was a kid, one of my favorite birthdays, it looked like I was only getting one present. And, of course, you know, when you're a kid, you think, I want a billion presents. And then we see just one, you're like, well, that's cool, thank you. But, you know, you kind of want the shock and awe of having a ton of things. And it was rad. I opened it up, and there was like 15 little packages inside. It was great. A bunch of even more art supplies, a couple just fun little cool things. There was some of those Marvel Legends retros, the 3.75 style. Really love those. She found the newest series, like Wolverine, Dark Phoenix, Green Goblin, Thing, Black Widow, and oh, there was a sixth one, I forget. But yeah, so awesome. And all these DVDs, like there was, I love collecting box sets of DVDs because I never know what's streaming anymore and how to get a hold of things. So it was like the Tiny Toons, Pinky and the Brain, Pinky and the Brain and Elmira, Animaniacs, all these seasons of stuff that's going to be great for art reference should anybody ask me to draw stuff like that. Hint, hint, double wink, wink. Which, speaking of drawing stuff, man, those covers that I've been doing, the kind of what-if cover things, people are really digging that. I got three more commissions of that I got to do this week, and I'm excited to get to them. I love doing faux covers, and it's going to be some pretty rad shit. Yeah, I did not expect any of that. I went now, and also they took me to a couple dinners. I went to a place called Dillinger's, so sort of a mafia-themed place down in Boulder City. Man, it was like one of the best burgers I'd ever had. They put a brisket and smoked bacon on top of it. That was the day before, and I had gone antiquing. I really was trying to get Mom out of the house because I had a feeling Callie was going to go pretty soon. Because remember, they asked for the shovel, and I'm like, Jesus, I know what that means. And I thought she was going to pass while we were out, so we went, you know, Boulder City, went antique shopping, went to a few different places, and then found that Dillinger's. And then on my actual birthday, they still took me to a nice dinner, and we went to a place called Streets of New York, which had some pretty amazing pizza. I don't know that I would call it New York pizza, but it definitely had a pretty good flavor to it, and yeah, definitely would advise that. So, if you remember, I'm at the corner of Death here. If you can't hear me and I seem distracted, that's why. I'm trying to turn into my comic complex, and there's just for some reason an umpteen amount of dumbasses getting off of the freeway. So, I will pause this and I will get back at you in a second when it's safe. God, if I counted those cars, I think it would have been like the longest train of cars ever. I don't know if you have trains where you come from. In Vegas, it means something completely different and involves probably your ex. But no, this is, we don't have trains that cross across traffic or anything. And I remember that in Washington, there were several places where you would go and the trains would just fucking go forever. You'd be at the damn light for a half an hour while 150 cars go by you in like 25 miles an hour or less. In fact, there was one up in a place called Steilacoom by the docks that had this train that you couldn't see coming around the corner, and the mountain blocked the sound, and you would step foot on the train tracks to try and cross to get to the docks, and all of a sudden, that actually inspired sort of the fear of trains I had as a kid. There was two things I was deathly afraid of when I was a kid, and that's trains and Muppets. Go ahead and laugh. It's hilarious. Lots of nightmares and things like that revolving those two things, and still, they somewhat irk me, but to get over those things, I sort of oversaturated myself with these things so I could get desensitized to it. And now neither one really bother me, but I'm more cautious around those things. So, anywho, yeah, the food was great. Birthday was great. And then I tried to go out last night, and I thought, you know what, fuck it. I haven't drank in a month. I kind of splurged this week. I had a couple beers at that last gig, which I'll talk about in a minute. And it was cool. Didn't affect me. Didn't get drunk. But I could tell it sort of worked, so that was a welcome thing. And I thought, well, fuck, I'll go try it out on my birthday, see if I can't get something. So I go to Buffalo Wild Wings to try and use my fucking gift card. And there's a big sign on the door that says, due to unforeseen circumstances, we don't have beer, including draft or bottles. How the fuck do you run out of beer at a wing place that by default gives you ranch, the most disgusting thing to dip wings in the first place? I mean, somebody rationalized that maybe a cooler had broken because they didn't say we can't serve alcohol. My first thought was they lost their liquor license. But I'm like, shit, I guess I could go to the bar and order wings and then get like a Jack and Coke or something. But I really wanted to spoil myself and splurge and actually get a mango cart or, you know, something like that. They have a Goose Island beer that's like their $3 house beer. But nope, fucking sold out. And this is the Wild Wings I just started giving a chance to, where I took 2 years off because they were just problematic. I got in a fight with the manager there. You get up to go to the bathroom, they throw your shit away, and then, I mean, it's just always fucking problems. The pandemic, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They would say they were open till 11, but then 9 o'clock, throw your food away and tell you to get out because they're closing. Or you'd have to take a number and watch three people go before you. Yeah, God, I'm so over-ranting about the whole pandemic bullshit. Yeah, I'll throw one political thing in it just because I can't stand this fucking guy. I hate politicians. All of them can go to hell. Whatever country you're in listening to this, your politician sucks ass. They all suck. Even Zelensky, the only guy I was kind of rooting for, in the middle of a war zone, decides to take a Vogue photo shoot. I guess that war is really, really, really bad now if you can take your time off to do a fucking Vogue photo shoot. But Biden got COVID this week, and he said, much unlike my predecessor, who had to be helicoptered out, I actually worked and stayed in the White House upstairs. Shut the fuck up. You read the whole thing, didn't blink the entire time, and that bothers me, you fucking reptilian. Well, that was neat. Ran into an old friend from the biker bar I used to work at. Caught up with her, and there was a lot of hard feelings when you leave that place, but a lot of us still remained friends, and she was a nerd and in my comic shop with her boyfriend, and they're both cool people, so definitely cool to see them again. Wasn't much at the comic shop. Strange came out. It's the female Strange, but it's actually pretty good. You know, and again, I don't care if they gender swap, so long as it makes sense. Like, it's fine that another Sorcerer Supreme comes out. I mean, it can be Wong, it can be the female, it could be anything, that's fine. I guess it's even fine that you have multiple Spider-Mans. It's when you try and replace a character and say, well, they've always been this gender, or they've always been this race. That's when it gets a little awkward. But I got that, I got the Wolverine patch. I still haven't been reading these. I've got a stack of about 100 comics from the last couple months that I just haven't got to yet, but I may need to take a breather day and just relax. But I've taken a lot of those lately with birthdays and whatnot, the festivities. Yeah, so I got that was another thing I got was some of the extra money. I was trying to buy as many supplies and things as I had could with that extra that I got from the everybody that pitched in, which again, super awesome, thank you for that. I went clearance hunting, and Target had the Batmobile from McFarlane, the 66 version. It was clearanced out for $8. Now all of a sudden that seems more like reasonable. The figures were $5, which is odd, so I got the boxing Riddler and boxing Batman, something else, I can't remember. Oh, well. And then I went to Target and I got a Bronx. So the gargoyles I was going to collect. I got Goliath right away. I pre-ordered that. I had to have it. This is going to be the best line ever. And when they finish it, I am not looking for variants. I mean, they really can't continue on with the line. Once you have, like, the seven main characters, it's pretty much done. So I had Goliath when I did that trade and sold my stuff to Rogue Toys. I took in an extra box of things and got $80 in trade. Couldn't really find anything, so I ended up getting Talog, which is like the faker of the Goliath. It's cool. It's huge. I mean, why would you not want a giant freaking gargoyle? It's like masters of the universe. And, it, you know, it goes well with the Ninja Turtle Nika stuff. Anyway, I got Demona. And then now I found Bronx, the dog. And he comes with the cape that goes over Goliath if you want to take the wings off. It looks like they've got Demona as the slave girl coming out. And then the rest of the main cast, Hudson, Broadway, Brooklyn, and Lexington. That's it. Yeah, I knew I'd get it. That's the little one. I'd be surprised. Actually, I think if it wasn't for the cape that Bronx came with, I'm surprised they didn't put Lexington in there. And I'm wondering what else is going to go in that box, because I'm going to feel a little sheepish buying a $30 or a $37 figure for such a small freaking figure. I mean, that's like Marvel Legends paying for Puck from Alpha Flight, or in Black Series Star Wars, you're paying $25 when you could have Chewbacca, and then they give you, like, Yoda. Like, give me the figure. Pay that. Don't pay for the series of the figure. I wish they would charge for the amount of plastic. Like, I'd pay more for the heavier figures, but I feel like it's kind of a deal, and why I usually only collect the bigger ones, because I feel like I'm getting my money's worth. It's like Jurassic Park. Man, that's awesome. You get a giant-ass dinosaur because it's hollowed-out plastic. So, I'll take that any day, honestly. Crossing traffic, cutting people off, fuck it, whatever. Headed to a Goodwill now, see what's in there. I might only hit a few shops, because now that birthday and the splurging is over, I'm going back to not drinking, not gambling. Oh, while I'm parking at that, that's another thing. So I went out last night after Wild Wings was out of beer for whatever reason. Whether the cooler went down, it did look like they got robbed, but I think they just lost their liquor license. I went to my usual watering hole and ended up getting, after winning a few of the little race things you get when you put in your card, there's like a randomizer game that comes out, mini game, and I ended up winning $50 in free play. I only spent 20 of my own dollars, but after what I won and put back in, I ended up losing about $150. Now, granted, 50 of that was free play, and the rest of it was winnings. So, collectively, if I would have cashed out at some point, I could have had about $150. But that's not how gambling works. And you would have to cash out after every win. And I'm talking, like, cash out after you win a dollar. And then when you win $5. Not, it came all at once. You don't know how much you're actually winning, and that's how they get you. So, it just reminded me that that's not something I need to do. And need to go back to hustling and getting shit done, and I had a great birthday week, but now I'm ready to get back to it. Holy crap, people, I just hit the mother load, and I mean seriously. What have I always said that I've been looking for when I'm thrifting is tapes and physical media. And not just that, the hardest things to find are horror VHS and heavy metal, rock, and offbeat tapes and records. I just went into this Goodwill, and I was just there yesterday, and there was nothing. I walked in, and the dude was pulling things out of the cart and putting it on the shelf, and I was like, do you mind if I help you? I think I see something there. He's like, oh, sure, yeah, you know, kind of a little nerdy kid, and I'm just sitting there talking, and he's like, we just got a bunch of these. Let me pull some out of the back if you want to go through those. Dude comes out with a box of records, straight up nothing but heavy metal. and hair metal. And I mean, like, the good shit. I got some of Dio's offbeat records. Crocus, if you even remember them. They had Cinderella, Rat, some rock kind of stuff. Genesis and Tom Petty and Huey Lewis and the News, things like that. But it wasn't just their number one records. It was kind of the offbeat stuff. I mean, I could probably flip each one for 20, 30, some of them even 50 bucks, but I want them for me. Like, that's super exciting. Even Boston. God, who else was there? My very first record ever as a kid was the Monkees' Greatest Hits, which was an orange cover, and that was the first one that I saw, and that's what got me to look. And it's funny because that was my first record, and I got it for my birthday when I was a kid. So it's like, hey, yeah, here's all this cool shit. So I picked out 20 as fast as I could, and that was kind of it. All the rest were like old country and belly dancing. I don't know why there's so many damn belly dancing records, but holy hell. And then he brought out some tapes, and it was like Prong, Dr. Dre, Milli Vanilli, Debbie Gibson, Accept, all these like great, weird, odd, Two Live Crew, it was another one, all of them. So I got all these tapes, and I was talking to the lady, and the tapes were 49 cents each, and the records were 99 cents. And she got through all the tapes, and I showed her the records, and I said, there's 20 of these here, they're all the same color tag and everything, it's too bad you can't just click one of them and then punch in like 20 so that you know how many are there. She's like, oh, that's a great idea. So she asked the manager, and she's like, he's like, oh, this is how you do it. Well, he had clicked on a gray tag VHS, and those are $1.49. I was like, oh, that's cool, but yeah, no, that's the more expensive one. They're only supposed to be 99 cents. And he was like, oh, you're right. And she said, you know what? I know how to do it. Thanks for showing me. And she shooed the manager away. And then she said, I think I forgot to ring up a few things, but here, I'll just put that you got 20 of these gray tags. She put it on the tapes for 49 cents. So I got 20 of probably the hard-to-find heavy metal and hair metal records for 49 cents each. I can't even believe it. My luck is, wow, just nuts. So for $20, I ended up getting 20 records, about 8 VHS, maybe 10 of the, whatchamacallits, the cassette tapes, and then I got a Super Friends, DVD. It was like the early 60s Super Friends. It was a season of that. So more art reference and great things. But holy hell. That's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Happy birthday to me. Now, I'm not expecting anything else. I'm going to go check out a couple other thrift stores. Because I was just going to go home. But hell, if my luck's running today, shoot fire. You know, I'm going to be going looking. And I swear Steve from Stranger Things just walked by as I'm driving to the next place. Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. I love finding stuff like that. Absolutely love it. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So I don't remember what I was supposed to talk about. Probably wasn't too important. That's super exciting. So I did end up leaving the band. I had told them in so many kindest words that I could come up with that it wasn't working out and just to use me as a fill-in. And they kind of ignored that. So I sent it to them again because they said, hey, we got this gig. It's supposed to be some big biker pig roast thing up on the mountain. I hate those outdoor gigs. I mean, it's 99 today, but because it's thundering and lightning and it's not even raining, but it's just the thunder clouds. It's so humid here, it's ridiculous. I feel like I should have changed shirts twice already. But I begrudgingly accepted and said, you know, I'll finish out the month, but you guys need to find a full-time guy. So I went and I did the gig, which was at the place where I tossed the guy around the week before. He never showed up. I was kind of disappointed about that, see what he would say. But apparently he did come back in and apologize to the staff because he's a big tipper and whatnot. And he said, if you ever see that guy again, tell him and his mom that I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Which is fine, and that's why I did it. I didn't hurt the guy. I didn't take it too far. I didn't break his nose. I didn't bowling ball him on the concrete, which if you've never done that, I don't ever advise it. Because first of all, you can kill someone. But it's the sickest sound you will ever hear in your entire life is a human skull bouncing off of concrete. It gives me shivers thinking about it. Literally sounds like someone's dropped a bowling ball. And it'll most likely crack their skull. So whenever I toss someone or bounce someone, I usually actually cradle their head. The guys used to make fun of me at the biker bars because I'd hip toss them. And then I would make sure to fall on them, knock the wind out of them. But also, I would cradle the head so that they don't bowling ball. Because that'll kill them. And then I go away to prison for the rest of my life. But that's the old meaning of what a bouncer used to do. They called us bouncers because they would take them outside and pick them up and slam them on the ground and bounce them so that they would never do that again. It was like a lesson learned sort of thing. And there's been a few places in Vegas that we're still allowed to do that. And the cops fully understand and they don't give a fuck. In fact, they sort of encourage it because they don't want people acting up and feel like they can come in and destroy our city. So anyway, enough on that. The guy never showed up, but the guitar player apparently was out of the loop, the ones I've been having a problem with. And he was just being a little pissy, moany, pouty dwarf. And apparently he had just found out. They had been trying to keep this information that I was leaving from him. The two co-main guys are the guitar player and the lead singer, and they both book, but the guitar player books his own band, which is that chick-run band that I decided I wasn't going to be a part of. Well, his chick singer quit on him. And so that's when I put in the bug that, you know what, you guys need to rebrand, because I didn't have any gigs for all of August lined up anyway. So this is a perfect time for you guys to rebrand. And then for May and June, I started with them at the end of April, I think. I did a few rehearsals, and then I had maybe two gigs in May. I mean, we did 6 weeks straight right off the bat, and they had, you know, it was a good show of faith that they were going to keep us busy and book. So I was all gung-ho. I thought it was fun, even though it was older country and outlaw country. But they let the ball drop, and then the guy kept trying to book his originals band and the chick rock band, which left me sitting at home. I was the only one that wasn't a part of it, and he was kind of a dick about things. Said, well, we don't need a bass player. It's all tracked anyway. You don't have to pay him, blah, blah, blah. He had all those stupid quotes and sayings. So he found out that I was leaving, and he was all pissing and moaning. And by the end of the gig, he was sitting there saying stuff, well, have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. We're playing here Friday night. Like, no, we're not. The only other gig I had on my calendar was this pig roast that was supposed to be up on the mountain. So after, you know, we're all done, I said, so that must be your other band, right? No, we don't have a chick singer yet. We auditioned one, but we're not sure she's the one we want. I'm like, well, you didn't let me know, and I've already booked other things. He's like, I'm tired of, I'll just cancel the fucking gig. I'm tired of people ball sacking around. Well, dude, you have to let people know weeks in advance, especially if it's not a full-time job, what's going on. And he didn't. So that's his own damn fault. And I'm not going to feel sorry one bit for saying no to that. And even the drummer, he wants to quit and start his own band with me. And he left, kind of the same impression that he didn't want to be in the band anymore either. And the guy was just pissing and moaning. So I talked to the guy that actually runs the band that I had signed on for, not the all the side shit. And I said, look, man, this is exactly the reason I don't want to do this anymore, because it's just out of hand. He pouts and he gets pissy at the drop of a hat. That's not fair to anyone. He already sits down and embarrasses us, can't learn his parts, and it's a shit show. So I would say either get rid of him or I've had enough. And I said, I know you're not going to get rid of him since he's technically a business partner. So we'll just let that one go. And now all of a sudden that I've put out that I'm not going to be doing it, gigs are coming in left and right. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to book the Originals band. You're going to come in and help me. And I'm like, I didn't sign up for that, but, you know, good luck. He said, well, we've got a gig now at Lake Havasu that's $175 a night and rooms are included. And I said, I'm sorry, guys, this is gigs that you should have booked months ago, not after I said I would leave. I've already signed on to another gig, which I have. So from now on, I am going to be working at Vamped, doing security. And they actually upped the ante and said, not only are you going to do that, we want you to be our everything guy, bartending, bar backing, since I have experience in management and running a bar and being a bartender at the Bunny Ranch and all that stuff. So that's going to be tons of money and tips and an hourly. And yeah, it's that's an offer I couldn't refuse. So I had to tell him again. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I can't do it. I'm just not in it anymore. And they pissed and moaned. They didn't even wish me a happy birthday. They're kind of just being dicks about things. So, you know what? It is what it is. And they could suck a dick. I mean, it's business. You have to realize that we are independent contractors and that you can't just willy-nilly this shit. You have to book the gigs and keep your players booked. Otherwise, they're going to find other gigs. What am I supposed to do? Sit at home? I had one gig for 2 months straight, and you're telling me I have to be loyal to this band? I'm sorry, I found other things to do. Plus, I still run my own business and do my own commissions. That's never going to stop. So, literally, my problem with jobs is that I always get something that I want to have that's maybe 2 days a week, and this is what I want. And this is what I'm going to end up getting working at Vamped. It's Counts Customs. Danny is awesome. In fact, just the other day I worked there and it was great. I was hanging out with Five Finger Death Punch. Chris Kale's awesome. He did a comedy routine. And then Hal Sparks and Eddie Trunk were there from the MTV days. Hal Sparks closed the night with comedy and then brought up Nerd Halen. He does a band that is sort of like nerds dressing up, playing Van Halen. It's awesome. It was a great time. John Five's coming up. I get to work and meet with him. I get to work with Sebastian Bach all the time. These are new friends that I'm making and better opportunities. So I'm super excited. I tell you, the wolf needs to stop going places today. I stopped by a random Target that I never usually go to, and they had Anthrax and Scumbag from Nika. I missed that pre-order, and now I wish I would have done it. I don't know how much these things were, and I don't know if this is surprising or not. I thought those things were $49, maybe $54, but I scanned it just to be sure. Them fuckers want $64.99 for two offbeat characters. Like, I'm fine without Anthrax. I really just wanted Scumbag, but I have the original. So I thought, all right, if it was like $50, I have a coupon. If I spend $50 or more, I get $10 off. That's not so bad. But 64, and what killed it is I almost got it, but I was holding the Marvel Legends Sabretooth that I've been looking for. And that son of a bitch was already $24. So with tax, that one came out to $27. You mean between two things, I was going to just about spend $100 on toys. Hard pass. You know, it's one of those things like, if there were a survey out where people would ask you what you were willing to pay for things, would you pay $9.99 for a action figure? Would you pay $11.99? What is it exactly that you would pay for these collectibles? And as far as things go, I have a breaking point. $11.99 is too much for these Star Wars things. $12.99. Some of them are even $14.99. Marvel Legends at $24. I'm not buying them anymore unless it's something I desperately need to have. Sabretooth is one of them. I'm a huge Sabretooth fan. I think I have almost all of his costume outfits. So unless they come out with one in the suit, then I'm pretty much done with that. But yeah, these things are
way too much money. I understand that their Ultimates are $30 from Nika, but they're huge and they come with a ton of accessories and they have wings like gargoyles and stuff. But for a medium-sized figure and a multi-armed medium-sized figure, no, that's too much. Yeah, the wolf needs to not jinx himself either by saying I need to stop finding things because that Goodwill didn't have diddly squat. Yeah, so about the figure thing, I don't get it. If you were asked how much you would pay for a figure, you know, what is it really worth? Are you buying these things for you? Can you sell them for the price that you bought it for? It seems to me that we're paying collector prices and scalper prices for figures that you should be finding for retail prices. And it's just, it's becoming too much to keep up with. So I think a lot of people are going to be limiting themselves, which I don't know. I mean, if you have the money and you're buying these things, you might be the only one with these things. So does that mean the collector market's going to go up? I also noticed the newest waves of Transformers are ditching that open box method that they had tried, and they're putting a piece of plastic over because people are ripping the heads off. They're kids. They're toys. They're trying to play with these things. I mean, I'd walk down the aisle and watch what the kids do to all the Jurassic Park figures, snotting all over them, playing the dinosaur sounds until the battery runs out, and then essentially you're buying a used toy. So I think companies need to rethink their battle plan. I know costs of everything are going up, and we're in the great transition right now, but they're going to lose money, and it's evident by the Masterverse. I mean, what Target doesn't have those things on clearance right now? And the CGI cartoon, I found He-Man and Skeletor for $2.99, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be buying Ram Mam or Manny Faces, which is the shirt that I'm wearing right now. That's just not going to happen. But I might buy that Snake playset if it goes on clearance. I think it's down to like $15 at Walmart right now. But yeah, McFarlane's kind of got a stranglehold on the good prices, but their stuff is cheap. I keep seeing several videos between them and Nika that people pull them out of the package, and as soon as they do, they're pretty much garbage. I had that one Build-A-Figure of Darkseid as Batman, and I was so excited to get all the parts to it and put it together. Everything was fine, and as soon as I put it together and tried to pose it so it could stay in its permanent position, the arm broke off. The peg broke off of the arm that I just put in. So, yeah, I think toy companies need to rethink things. And especially with Comic-Con that just passed, you know, I'm actually kind of sad that we didn't see any of the Marvel Legends Retro 3.75. And I just looked on Amazon to get the last couple that I didn't get for my birthday. And it was, I think, Venom, Mr. Fantastic, and Falcon. And then I noticed Firestar, Moon Knight, I think Nova, and somebody else are coming out. And I hadn't seen even prototypes of that. That's like news to me, and they're supposed to be out in September. And it's weird that a lot of these figures are hitting stores before we get it spoiled online. So they figured out how to hack that one and keep us surprised, which is nice. I think it's awesome that somebody went to the store and was like, holy shit, superpowers. Who expected that in 2022? So I'm headed to my Good Luck Savers now. We'll see if that pans out, but I have certainly found enough today. In fact, that just reminded me that I had put in an Amazon order and I need to stop buying stuff today. So I probably just jinxed myself again. But, you know, I would think it's good buying karma that I put Antrax and Scumbag back, because that could have been $100 right there. It's so ridiculous. I haven't even opened it. When Nika was doing those pre-orders like mad of, I think it was Ace Duck and then Mutagen Man and Roadkill and Terrible or whatever the guy's name is, all of those, I still haven't opened. My closet shelf that contains these things has had the rack fall down several times. Now the parts are all strewn about. I don't know what goes to what. And it's just, I don't even feel like opening them.
But I do have a couple bare shelves, so I'm going to spread them out and maybe, I don't know. I guess I could always, when I put things on eBay, I always have to look it up first so I know what comes with it. And some of these people are fucking anal about their accessories. Well, that's not the right hand that came with Roman Reigns. Can you put the, dude, it's a $4.99 figure. You're lucky you're getting a fist. Shut the fuck up. I had some dude tell me the other day, well, that helmet goes with this one and you need to swap these. Well, I'm sorry I made a mistake, but now we can't change it. And someone else has already bid on it. And that's probably why they're bidding on it, because maybe they only needed the helmet. I don't know where people get off thinking that all of a sudden eBay is now Facebook and you could just sit there and comment and talk to the goddamn sellers.
Yeah, it weren't nothing there either. That's fine. I've certainly spent enough today. Man, I still can't get over those records. It's just one of those rare finds. You usually expect to find one of those things. Like, if I found the Monkees album, I'd have been, oh, it's so rad, I had this when I was a kid. If I would have found Cinderella, I would have been like, holy shit, I can't believe I actually found this. But to find all of them, that's just unheard of, absolutely unheard of. There was something I almost considered getting at my Good Luck Savers. They had a 1989 Sesame Street Speak and Spell. See, that's why I couldn't say it. I mean, that's a fucking mouthful. Talk about Speak and Spell. I can't even say Sesame Street Speak and Spell. Okay, I guess I can now. Fuck that segment. Anyway, I remember having it as a kid. I don't need to start collecting baby toys. I haven't regressed that far. And, you know, it's just nice to see. And there isn't artwork that I need from it. You know, that's the thing. Like, I mainly collect not just for nostalgia, but for reference material. And I swear to God, that really was what Playboys were for. Everyone would ask me, why do you have so many Playboys? You just sit there and jack off all day? I was like, no, it's actually art reference. The poses, the photography, everything was great. And then, you know, every now and then I'd get out a couple knuckle babies, but still, you know, whatever. At least they were nice and clean. Fuck, I bought a couple Guitar Worlds at Zia Records one time, and the pages were all stuck together. I'm like, fuck, what do you do, jizzing all over Kerry King? Like, come on, calm down. I get that, you know, he's a sexy, bald motherfucker, but that's a little weird. So I think I'm going to round this out. I'm going to start heading home because it's hot as fuck. I can see the mountains are starting to rain pretty bad. We're probably going to get some day lightning, which is a sight to behold for sure. There's nothing like living in Nevada. It's dangerous. It's kind of like Australia. Everything will kill you here, but it's mostly things that you chose to kill you, like alcohol, cigarettes, weed, hookers, blow, you know, all the good shit. Lightning. Apparently, yeah, this is a funny story. There was one time, I guess I never really liked people in the family very much, and I'd fuck with them, and they didn't know or understand sarcasm. This one kid, one of my cousins, was out playing around, just being an obnoxious little shit, and the lightning storm came through, and it was dark and cloudy, and it had a few, like, electrical storm flashes and whatnot. So, you know, of course, all the parents are like, oh, get inside, everybody, and this little shit would not leave me alone. So I handed him a golf club and told him to go play He-Man. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, run around with that golf club, stick it as high up in the air as you possibly can, and keep yelling by the power of Grayskull until something happens. I wasn't literally trying to kill my cousin, but, you know, he was being a little shit. So, whatever. God. We were just talking about that. Mom and I were reminiscing about things because I had an aunt die last year. And they've still not released anything about her information, what she left to anybody. And she owned a lot of property, had a lot of money. We thought of anyone that in the family were going to pass and we all would inherit something, it was going to be her, even though she was my Skeletor to my He-Man. Still haven't heard anything from her estate. Nothing at all. There was a meetup, I suppose you could call it. It wasn't even a funeral. They waited 6 months after her death to have a memorial, and hardly anyone showed. And for somebody that professed to be such a big member of the community, in all of her little cult groups that she was a part of, Daughters of the Nile and Masonic this and Ladies in White and Fluff Balls of Hell, I don't care what the fuck she was in, but of all those groups that she was supposedly in, and the red hat underwear ladies of Professor X, none of them showed up, and none of the family showed up. And the more of us that are passing on, the more we realize we never really liked each other in the first place. But she did have a few things that I'd be interested in at least knowing about, not necessarily owning. But they had a lot of ancestry. She had spent a lot of money on the research and apparently found out some things. And she was also kind of a drama person as well, alluding to the fact that maybe some people weren't really, part of the family, not even adopted, like they were just left and we kept them, or that some people were fathered by somebody different than my grandfather. So, it'd be interesting to see what she said she found, or if it was just all bullshit, which could be, because she was a talker and a heavy bullshitter. It is what it is. So I am going to make my final stop here. This is at the Deseret Industries, Deseret, whatever the fuck you want to call it. See what they got. This is usually more of the high-end stuff where they think they got more shit. Boy, I tell you, that slappy that I found, I posted a picture of a doll that I was like, oh, fuck no, I'm not buying this ventriloquist doll. It caused a stir. Everybody wanted that. They're like, holy fuck, it's Slappy from Goosebumps. It's this, it's that, blah, 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 blah. And they're all excited. And I'm like, who the fuck is Slappy? I guess I missed that generation. Just wasn't into it. Didn't even really know about Goosebumps. But, yeah, it is what it is. I'm going to go see what's here. Well, that is about going to do it for me this time. Just an awesome couple of weeks. And I've actually tried to stay in a good mood through a lot of things. May and June were not kind at all to a lot of people. And I often actually am wondering if that had something to do with the band, because I started having a bad luck streak right about the time that I signed on with that band. Things started breaking around the house. I would get ready to go to work at Vamped, and I'd spill my Taco Bell all over me. That made me look like I shit myself before I went into work. Fights and arguments with people at the gigs. And then that argument with the sound guy. And it's just one thing after another. So July started out really good, actually. And I was super hopeful because there was so much to look forward to. And now that we're in the middle of Shark Week, after San Diego Comic-Con, my birthday's over, and we're back to somewhat normal, I was like, all right, hopefully, the good luck continues. Today's been awesome. But there's still been some things. Losing Callie sucked. I hated seeing my mom upset yesterday. We're trying to have a good time. And, even she's getting older now, too, so it was hard for her to keep up when we were antiquing and going around. And, that's another thing I have to keep in the back of my head now. And my air conditioning broke twice. 1 week and they fixed it and everything was good. Then the next week I started arguing with the landlord. It seemed to be one thing after another there, but I still tried to keep in good spirits. And even with everything that happened, I still tried to take a deep breath and just enjoy the little things. In fact, I put some advice on Facebook. If you're bald and have a beard, apparently you are supposed to film rant videos and post them on Facebook and TikTok and all that. Of yet, I've wished to get on with the TikTok. But I posted a video and I said, it was a busy week. I had just dropped off a ton of packages at the post office. Everyone was in a hurry. It's been ridiculous. People are driving all over the place. running into each other. We've had shootings constantly, flashing floods, lightning, weather, just everything. You know, and people are just always in a rush and in a bad mood. And I come out of the post office, and the Thunderbirds flew over. And they flew in formation, let out the jet stream of smoke behind them. And I stopped for a second. 5 seconds, that's all it took. I stopped for 5 seconds, and I looked up, and it made me smile. And even if you don't like jets, that should be something out of the ordinary that you don't see every day, and you're just like, wow, that's really cool. They don't have to do that. They don't have to put on a show. And they went out and did their training over the test range, and then they came back, and every time you catch the Thunderbirds, they will do something as they land. And it's kind of cool. It's like, you know, a parade for the home team when they come home. I don't know why people don't appreciate that. And I think if you just literally stop and smell the roses, even if it's 5 seconds, it'll help your day out. It'll help you out. It'll put you in a better mood. And that shit's toxic. If you're in a good mood, it's going to rub off on someone else. If you're in a bad mood, that's also going to rub off on someone else. If somebody cuts me off because they're having a bad day, now I'm going to have a bad day. And then I'm going to cut someone off. And then it gets to the point where just dumb random shit keeps happening because everybody's in a bad mood. 5 seconds. That's my advice. Find something. Look up. Try and find a figure or a face or a funny shaped cloud. Try and take a deep breath or walk by a bakery. Yeah, fuck, even walk by a taco truck. I don't care. Just literally stop and smell the roses. It can't hurt. 5 seconds of your life. And it'll put a smile on your face. It'll help relax you. You'll probably have a better day. And you never know. Could make someone else's day better too. So that's it for me. Thanks again, everybody. Absolutely everyone. I can't thank you all enough. Had an awesome and a wonderful birthday. And if yours is coming up, I hope you do too. If you have an event or something, I hope you have a good day. And I genuinely mean that. So thanks everyone. Stay safe and sane. And we'll catch you on the next go around.